Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the steps to take when going through sin's consequences, Dr. Bloom was setting the scene for Jeremiah 42 through 44. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with that today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now understand that most of the nation is in captivity. Jerusalem lies in ruins. Nebuchadnezzar leaves a remnant of people and makes a man by the name of Gedaliah the governor. But there is another man by the name of Ishmael. Ishmael pretends friendship with Gedaliah. But when the time is right, he assassinates Gedaliah, and then he takes away captive the rest of the people dwelling in the city, many of the guards of Gedaliah were killed. Friends who came to see him were put to death. As Ishmael led this rebellion against the man Nebuchadnezzar had put in place. But then there's another man by the name of Johanan. He hears of the dirty, dastardly deeds of Ishmael. And he gathers men together to go and fight against Ishmael, and he's victorious. He recovers the captives that Ishmael had taken. However, Ishmael escaped to the Ammonites. Well, Johanan is there. He realizes the man Nebuchadnezzar has put in place has been assassinated and is dead. He's not sure what Nebuchadnezzar will do as a result of that. So Johanan takes the people to a place to the west of Bethlehem with his face set to go to Egypt because he has great fear of Nebuchadnezzar's army. He fears what Nebuchadnezzar's army could do to them. And that's where our text, Jeremiah 42, is taking up. And the text tells us that Johanan gets captains of forces, basically all his top brass, his officers, and they come to Jeremiah, the prophet of God. And they ask Jeremiah to pray for them. He wants to know what they should do. Now, maybe you have been in that situation, as I have, when you turn to someone that you think knows what's end is up, and you ask, man, what do I do now? Well, this is what Johanan's doing. Jeremiah was the prophet of God. This man had been beaten. He'd been thrown in dungeons. He'd been chained in stocks. They hated him. They'd tried to kill him on several occasions. And yet, he stuck by the stuff, he still preached the word, and he did not water it down or change the message. And as a result, the prophecies that he preached come to pass. And so they say, this is the guy that's right. This is the man that knows God. And so we're going to go to him. Now imagine, you have a neighbor who sicks his dog on you. Boy, you receive some terrible bites. You've got to get shots. But the next day, he comes back, and he asks you to help him paint his house. Well, here's a guy that says, well, look, I'm sorry about that. It happened yesterday. How about coming over and helping me paint my house? So don't you think that there's going to be a little bit of a hesitation to go help that guy? And yet, this man is the kind that says, okay, hey, I'll help you if it'll make peace between us. Now, as the character of Christ says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So the godly man will help the one seeking direction from God, even if that man was a former enemy. Now, we saw that was true with Barnabas, who brought Saul to the disciples. Saul had put to death Stephen, but he had repented. And by the way, restoration in relationship with God is based on repentance. For Paul, who was at that time Saul, it was speaking of his salvation. For the backslidden Christian, it talks about renewing open relationships with the Lord. So we see that those people who had perhaps at one time opposed Jeremiah, now they want help. They knew Jeremiah was right. They might have been one of those persecuting, but they have a humble heart and they come to him. Now, my friend, when the carcasses of the past brings severe consequences to your life, look for men and women of God who have power with God. Men and women of God who did not compromise in the crucibles of life. And ask them to pray for you. That's right. Ask them to pray for you. You say, well, why would they want to pray for me? I've not been good to them. Because if they're right with God people, they will pray for you. If you have wronged these people in the past, make things right with them. Ask for their forgiveness. And by the way, if you are the person called upon, have the character to honestly pray for them. I can't help but to think of Joseph over there in Genesis chapter 50. After Jacob has died, his brothers come thinking that now Dad's dead, Joseph's going to get even with us. And Joseph had the power. He could have just spoken the word and all of them would have been put to death or imprisoned for life. He only had to speak the word. And he knew that these guys, what they had done to him, they had sold him into slavery, but at first they meant to kill him. And he knew that they meant everything for bad against him. He knew they hated him, and they tried to hurt him, even kill him, and put him in slavery. And he suffered. For 13 years he suffered in this situation to where he even was in stocks and had hurt his feet. He had a limp, I believe, the rest of his life as a result of that. And yet, he doesn't look at the hatred the boys had for him. He sees the hand of God on his life. God allowed it. That greater good would come out of their terrible evil. And it did. Though they tried to do evil, God meant it for good. And Joseph recognized that. And he, when the men came to him, was able to forgive them instead of punishing them. And my friend, that is a good attitude to have, that when people come to us for forgiveness, that we be willing to not only forgive them, but have the character to honestly forgive them and pray for them. The first step back to God is realizing my need is greater than my strength. And think about it. What would be the strength of this small group of people to the armies of Nebuchadnezzar? When you realize what the carcasses of the past have done to you, the next thing you need to do is realize your condition calls for prayer. Now we look there at the middle of verse 2 and verse 3. He says, let, we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant. For we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us. that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. So we're seeing here that these people are saying, we want to do things God's way. Any saved person on their way back from the consequences of sin, bad decisions, unrighteous living, should pray and mean this prayer that we're seeing here in Jeremiah chapter 42, verses 2 and 3. As a matter of fact, Johanan includes himself in this prayer. But also all the people, all need prayer in this matter, even this remnant, just like this nation of America. It needs prayer, and it needs to be a prayer of repentance. It needs to be a prayer that says, whatever God says, we will do. It needs to be a prayer that throws itself completely on the mercy of God. And think about what they're saying here. We were many, but now we're a few. You see, Israel at one time was the most powerful nation on the earth. David was their king, and then Solomon. Now, they're on the level of the lowest third world country. You see, sin has a consequence. It may not happen at once, but don't mistake his long suffering as his surrender. Be honest about your condition. That's the second step. And isn't it interesting when he says to pray for us, make supplication, and show us what wherein we may walk and what we may do? When he makes that particular request, aren't we reminded of the 143rd Psalm, verse 8? Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. You see, my need is greater than my strength. I need to have honesty about my condition. See, our condition now calls for prayer. Show us the way wherein we should walk. This is the admission of their own failure. And that's the third step. Admit your sin. Admit your failure. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.